Well, welcome to another edition of Vikings Connected. It's a show for you guys, the social Viking. I'm former linebacker Ben Lieber. This is my co-host Aaron Newberg. And we've loved seeing your posts, your pictures, your predictions, your videos, your comments, everything Vikings related. So please keep them coming.
Yeah, remember, you can use the hashtag Vikings Connected on Twitter. You can also follow us on Instagram, or you can post on the Vikings Facebook page. There's so much to talk about. We want you to join the conversation. So let's get connected.
All right, this is the part where we get connected with you, the fan, so let's check out some of your posts.
Yeah, we got some great feedback this week. This is from Corbin. He says he's sitting on his couch stuffing my face with greasy food with a purple football in hand, LOL. Corbin, that's my style. I like it.
That's everybody's style when they sit at home.
Right? It's kind of like your excuse
for the week. Well, check
out
this one. This is very similar. Here we go. I always get ready 2 hours early for game day to watch the Vikings. Snacks, wings, pizza, greasy food.
Game on.
Game on.
I love that.
Where's the beer, though? He didn't say anything about beer.
Yeah.
7-year-old son and I apply Vikings aftershave circa 1970s. Yep. One dab for offense, defense, and special teams, and you have to check it out.
Seriously.
They weren't lying.
Aftershave from the 70s. Who still has theirs? We should take a poll on how many people still have. Do you still have yours?
I never had it ever.
No, you didn't. Okay.
No.
No.
Come on now.
Maybe. This is from Chance's Favor. He says, Thor is very focused on winning. This focus is being channeled to the Vikings. Mm. Who's Thor?
Who's Thor?
This is my favorite picture. Here it comes.
This one? Penny
yes.
stock? All right,
yes.
Check it out.
Vikings versus the Saints on my 70-inch outdoor TV by the pool. Penny stock beast, invite you down next time. Look at that. That's what I'm talking about. If you're not actually at the game, this is where you should be.
That's how you lounge. That's how you watch the game.
Yeah.
Greasy food, a pool, 70-inch TV.
The horns on.
Yep.
70-inch TV. And
I like
maybe
it.
Thor by your side if you're a cat guy. All right, let's see what everyone's thinking about for next week. This says, Vikings defense, keep QB Ryan off the field, stop third down conversions, force turnovers, offense, convert downs, get touchdowns.
I'm writing this one down because I think she's got it.
Yeah, Jennifer,
she's
I think
right.
you're onto something.
All right, and the last one here, and we've had lots of great comments about Teddy, but this one's Teddy Coolwater. I guess this guy lives in Louisville, and that's what they called him because he has ice water in his veins, and he's cool in the pocket. My brother actually lives in Louisville, and he says the same thing.
Really?
He's like, I've been watching this kid, you know, ever since he was in Louisville. He's like, this dude is one cool character.
Yeah, I think he's ready. It's going to be so exciting to watch. You know, poise, that word keeps following mm-hmm. him around, and I think we're going to be excited, and he's going to show up.
Oh, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
There's always great stuff on Vikings.com. You can go there right now, check out great stories on Teddy Bridgewater. They always have kind of behind the scenes, off the field stories, lots of fun stuff. One of my favorite things is the guys suiting up before the game.
Well, of course
you'd love it. Yeah. Hey, look at them. They're looking good.
They're pretty dapper. I don't think I'd ever be on this list.
Which one would
when
you
I was
choose,
playing.
Though? You, yes, you would have.
No,
no.
No? No. I was pretty just basic,
right.
you know, just a regular plain suit, tie, shirt.
So if you could pick one, which one would you sport?
You know, I like Blair's look. It's a little
okay.
classic.
Yep.
I'm just a jeans and like a, yep. you know, I like just kind of that laid back, classic look. How about you?
Well, I think they all look good. I think the turquoise is a little extreme for the time of year, but I'm digging.
Well, see, Exum's a rookie.
Yes.
So, he's trying to make it flashy and like, I think he's trying.
Yeah.
Is this combination okay?
You know, I think the combination's okay, but it's all about occasion. And I just feel like the occasion of getting off the plane, headed into the NFL game, I don't know, it's a little,
It doesn't seem like
doesn't,
the colors really match.
No. Yeah, no. I kind of like mixing and matching it up. It's the chain that's throwing me. This is my favorite look. Right here. Gray. I like the shades. Could do without the, you know, the earphones.
Oh.
But
would you
I think
prefer
that's a
Beats by Dre?
No. I would prefer nothing.
Oh, just nothing.
You got to be present
oh, okay.
in your moment. Right. You got to wave at your fans. No, I like this. I like the gray. I like the three pieces. The sunglasses look great. You can't really go wrong, but I like the way they're suiting up.
Well, it's Golden Nacho time. It's the time where I give away an award for, I guess, something fun or exciting in football. And last week, it was Arkansas State and the Fainting Goat, which
loved that.
You loved.
That was my favorite.
Right? We had Spencer Landing as one winner. This week is going to be all about follies again. I mean, football's serious, but the follies are more fun.
So fun.
So
yes.
I don't know if you saw this one. Mm-hmm. This nominee goes to Robert Kraft. Gronkowski scores a touchdown. Yay, everybody's happy, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Mark Wahlberg's here. Hey, give me a high five. I got an A-list celebrity. So epic failed.
So
nice.
He even did this and it was like.
I know.
And hey, Mark still didn't move. Maybe he couldn't feel it through the muscles.
It's possible.
Maybe. Oh.
But the funny thing about this whole thing is Tom Brady, this has actually happened to him several times on the sidelines. So now there's like a lot of internet memes where he's just trying to slap high fives and nobody pays attention.
Oh, I have a heart for
them. There's something going on with the Patriots.
Oh, my gosh. Hang in there.
Still to come here on Vikings Connected, we'll go in-depth on this week's game against Atlanta. Plus, Cordarrelle Patterson goes back to school. But up next, we're joined by Rondae Barber from Fox Sports, who's got some interesting thoughts on our Vikings.
Vikings Connected is presented by Microsoft Surface, the official tablet of the Minnesota Vikings.